Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day begins with clear skies across most of Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying bright sunshine, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. A perfect day to be outside, unless you're in the south, where clouds have gathered. As night falls, expect temperatures to stay mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that former President Trump has suggested the possibility of renewing attacks against Iran, asserting the U.S. has significantly weakened Iran's military capabilities. Also, the Jerusalem Post wrote earlier this hour about the impact of the Iran conflict on Dubai's tourism industry, a favored destination for Israeli travelers, now facing challenges. Also this hour, JNS reports the U.S. has approved a $992.4 million sale of laser-guided rockets to Israel, citing an emergency that necessitates the immediate transaction. Separately, Walla News highlights that the IDF is initiating a recruitment day for the Haredi community, focusing on combat roles in specialized battalions. And finally, Ynet reveals new details from earlier today about a proposal to end the war, noting Iran's refusal to compromise while demanding U.S. military withdrawal and control over the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that senior military officials are urging a revival of conflict in Gaza, suggesting the timing is optimal to defeat Hamas. The IDF now reportedly controls a significant portion of Gaza. I24N. EEWS, an Israeli news broadcaster, reported earlier today that Trump expressed Iran hadn't faced sufficient consequences and may face renewed strikes if their behavior continues. Ynet News writes that tensions are escalating in Lebanon following Israeli strikes on Hezbollah and U.S.-mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon, causing political unrest within the country. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump and Iran, Israel Hayom details Trump's assertion that Iran's military is now significantly impaired. He emphasized the lack of air defense and radar systems. This rhetoric may increase tensions between the two nations, impacting regional stability. Turning to the situation with Dubai's tourism sector, the Jerusalem Post explains that the escalation with Iran has led to a drop in Israeli tourists. Dubai, a thriving hub for Israeli visitors, faces economic repercussions as the conflict continues. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the U.S. has fast-tracked a significant arms sale to Israel, citing urgent security needs. This decision underscores the close military cooperation between the two nations amid rising regional threats. On domestic military developments, Walla News highlights a recruitment initiative aimed at integrating Haredi individuals into combat roles. This move marks a significant step in broadening army participation, reflecting Israel's efforts to diversify its military forces. Finally, Ynet's coverage on the Iran-U.S. proposal indicates Tehran's firm stance on its demands. Their insistence on controlling a vital shipping lane could have significant trade and geopolitical ramifications if negotiations fail. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a surge in job seekers, particularly among women and youth. Remarkably, Al-Fam and Rahat did not top the unemployment list for the first time in years, signaling a shift in the job market. Separately, CTEC discusses the escalating labor dispute at SAP. Workers have halted responses to system failures after management's decision to cancel a collective agreement, highlighting tensions within the tech sector. And finally, Globes shares that Quantum Art has extended its Series A financing to $140 million. The funding is poised to accelerate the development of their commercial-scale quantum computing system, an innovation with potential global impact. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.